So I stripped my underwear, tucked a set of clothes and shoes and some waterproofed money in a canvas sack and swam for the beach. 3 days after crawling out of the waves, I took the first boat to the coast of Africa. And I, continued his wife, acted quite hysterical and demanded no end of searches of the ship to prove that he was not hiding. As he was not found, I disembarked in Cape Town, filed all the necessary papers related to his death, and 2 weeks later made my way up to Luanda in Angola, where we met. 3 months later, we were back at Chicago. I reported, said the fellow, who I shall now refer to as Mr. Carmichael, into the Pinkerton offices, and by golly, weren't they surprised to see me? I explained everything that had happened, and we agreed that I could continue to work for them, but I could not do so as Jack McMurdo, or as Bertie Edwards, or as John Douglas. I was given a new identity as the scion of a real fine family from Richmond, Virginia, and my lovely wife became Mrs. Carmichael. We had some good assignments that took us all over the world, mainly in the interest of Uncle Sam. I did my part in the problems we had in the Haymarket, and then a couple of years ago, the government of the United States of America passed an act saying that no Pinkertons could work directly for any branch of Washington. So, I kept my vocation, but took a promotion. I moved up from being a private detective to being an employee of the government.